You are listening to KDUX Web Radio, broadcasting live from Richland College in Dallas, Texas, with a voice of Richland College. My name is Raymond Thomas Pronk, the presenter of the Pronk Pop Show. Views expressed on this show are my own, unless otherwise stated, and do not reflect the opinion of KDUX Web Radio, Richland College, or the Dallas County Community College District. Welcome to the Pronk Pop Show. Today's show will definitely be a short one. I have a late start. We were having some technical difficulties that have been resolved. There is a breaking news story that I think you're going to be in the news for the next couple of days, and it was broken by the Wall Street Journal. Now, a little background before I give you the news. Nations such as the United States, France, Germany, United Kingdom, Russia, all your major nations, and Israel, for example, all spy on each other. They do that to protect themselves. They don't know who they can trust, so what they do is they spy mainly on their opponents or foes, enemies, however you want to characterize them, but nations that they perceive to be a potential threat to them. They're definitely going to be spying on each other. It's called espionage. There's different ways to do it. The United States, unfortunately, some would say fortunately, but I think you need a balance here, heavily weights its espionage into the form of signals intelligence. In other words, they're using technology to intercept messages, using computers to decode those messages or decipher those messages, and you obviously have to translate it and analysis of it. But the heavy emphasis is on using technology to gather intelligence. And that means the National Security Agency has primary responsibility for it, and they have a budget estimated at over $100 billion, about 10 times what the Central Intelligence Agency spends. In terms of the allocation of resources, the United States, both militarily and for intelligence, the emphasis is on intercepting of signals communications, as opposed to using human intelligence, which the Central Intelligence Agency has primary responsibility for, but that capability has significantly eroded over the years. In other words, we put most of our eggs in the basket of technology, using computers, using knowledge of networking to try, wherever possible, to intercept communications between, for example, armies, navies, their political controllers, their command and control structure, but also weapon systems that they're developing, as well as diplomatic conversations that are going on. So you need to understand that fact first, that all nations are doing this. They've been doing it for decades. And the United States, being the largest economy, at least up to recently, has the most resources, so we do the most of it. And that does give us an advantage. And we spend a lot of effort to secure our own signals intelligence. In other words, communications, when we're talking to each other. Now, Israel has a reputation for being one of the better, some would say the best, in terms of its intelligence agency, the Mossad, and there's a more emphasis on human intelligence, but they also use technology. And yes, while their resources, and they are, because they're a much smaller nation, they're going to focus on the direct threats to Israel, and that is clearly Syria, Iran, Iraq, Hamas, Hezbollah, and other enemies of the state of Israel. And they're surrounded by enemies. They're a very small nation in terms of population as well as geographical area, and they're surrounded by nations that want to literally wipe the nation of Israel off the face of the earth, as well as the Jews that are there. So they have a very challenging mission. because it's very much life or death. Now, I don't want to minimize what the National Security Agency, the Central Intelligence Agency, as well as the various military or defense intelligence agencies are doing. All nations spend a considerable amount of their resources, all resources are scarce here, they're not infinite, trying to understand what both their enemies and their allies are doing, both militarily in the weapons area as well as diplomatically. So that's the broad general context. Now, what's the breaking news? And it broke yesterday evening. And if you go to my website, my companion website for this show, it's prompt pops.wordpress.com. That's promptpops.wordpress.com. I have not posted it yet, and I'll be lucky if I'll be able to post the show. Well, I think I might be able to post the show by 10 o'clock tonight. But I have a certain amount of information. I have some music. I think the appropriate lead song for this show is The Spy That Loved Me, Nobody Does It Better, sung by Carly Simon. Because what the Israelis did, and you can understand why they did it, they are directly threatened by the Islamic Republic of Iran, who's developing a nuclear weapon. So they have a lot of interest in what the United States, as well as several of the European powers, are trying to negotiate with Iran. And they've more or less been cut out of that negotiations. So they have an interest. What's going on? Now, here's an important point to understand. President Obama has always had an integrity problem. And that's a polite way to say, lawyers would say, he misrepresents the facts. But what you and I would say, he lies. And he has a well-deserved reputation for doing it. And because of that, people don't trust him. They don't want to listen to him. And it really has caught up to him. Initially, very few people knew about this. Now, the American people know about it. His political opponents definitely know about it. Even his friends know about it. But our allies and enemies know about it. You can't trust this president. So he's damaged goods. So as Ronald Reagan said, trust but verify. And as far as Israel is concerned, this is a life and death situation. Because the Islamic Republic of Iran, its leaders are religious fanatics that want to accelerate Armageddon. I call them a bunch of enders. They're looking forward to the end of the world, and they want to accelerate that. And that means wiping Israel off the face of the earth. And they threaten to do that. They call the United States the Great Satan, and Israel, the little Satan. And they mean it. They truly mean it and believe it and want to act on it. And that's why they're trying to get nuclear weapons. They're not rational state actors. That's the problem. And a bigger problem is they're one of maybe two or three nations that are the leading advocates of using terrorism and use terrorism throughout the world, primarily in the Middle East, because they want to become a dominant regional power in the Middle East. And they happen to be Shia Muslims. If you're a Sunni Muslim, which the majority are in the Middle East, both in Egypt, Saudi Arabia, Jordan, parts of Iraq, parts of Syria, you fear the Islamic Republic of Iran. Because what the Shia and their proxies, in this case the Iraq Shia militias, as well as Hezbollah and their Quds force, use the tactics of terrorism to try to threaten and overthrow their political enemies. And that's who the United States government, Secretary of State Kerry, is negotiating with. Now, the problem I have with Kerry, he also is a liar. I think one of the key qualifications to work in this administration is you have to be a liar and willing to lie daily. So the Israelis made an effort to try to get the details of the negotiations as they were going on between the United States, the five European powers, and Iran as to the details. Now, I think it's fairly clear their primary targets are going to be the Iranians, the diplomats, the people involved in the talks, as well as diplomats from other countries, including the United States. They don't need to directly target the U.S. team. They can target other people that have the same knowledge of what's going on. And that apparently is what they did. Now, up to that point, if nothing was made of it, in other words, the Israeli government kept the details of what they learned to themselves, you would not have a news story, nor for that matter do I think the White House would be quite as upset that it is with the government of Israel and its newly re-elected prime minister. What the Israeli government did is took it one step further. Based on what they've learned, and we don't know the details, that's the important point here that tends to be missing. We know sort of one minor detail. The Israeli ambassador went to some key congressmen and senators, Republicans and Democrats, and made them aware of what the Obama administration was doing. Now, they're not going to disclose the sources and the methods they used to gather the intelligence. They're going to tell them, though, why they thought the deal that's being negotiating as we speak is a bad one. And I don't blame them for doing that, because they were cut out. The Obama administration, even though it prides itself in being transparent, is probably the most opaque administration in U.S. history. And it is rather paranoid about leaks because there have been a lot of leaks. The administration has not made the American people, at least up to now, and probably, who knows, when, if ever, the American people are going to learn exactly what is the deal, so-called deal or agreement, that the United States has reached with the Iranian Republic as to its weapons programs. What specifically, especially in regards to centrifuges, because the key ingredient here is you need a large number of centrifuges to enrich uranium to weapons grade, which is over 90%. So one of the key negotiating areas is, to what extent, if any, will Iran have centrifuges? In other words, what is the number of centrifuges that they will be able to keep, if any? Will they be able to operate them? And will you get complete disclosure as to the number and locations of those centrifuges so independent third parties can go in to make sure that the Iranian government is not cheating and they have a history of cheating on their deals or agreements? On my Friday show, I made very clear we shouldn't, as far as I'm concerned, we shouldn't be negotiating with terrorists, especially this government who's been at war with the United States for over 30 years, largely using proxies such as Hezbollah, but also providing mines that have killed literally hundreds of U.S. soldiers in Iraq and in Afghanistan. You can't trust the Iranian Republic. That doesn't mean you go to war with them, but what it does mean is support dissidents in that nation to overthrow that regime. There's a whole range of options, and that should be what the United States and its various agencies and departments should be pursuing, not negotiating a deal that enables the Iranian government over time to develop a bomb and run the risks that one or more of those weapons are given to terrorists to either wipe out Israel or explode in Europe or the United States. I frankly think the president and the secretary of state are out of their mind, and their foreign policy has become a total and complete disaster. And this is a Hail Mary pass to try to have something to claim as a legacy. And it's appearing more and more to be just another one of their disasters. So the White House and the Obama administration are very mad at the Israeli prime minister for not so much spying, because that's more or less assumed, but by telling various members of Congress over the last several months one or more of the details. And that eventually got out to the White House because they were briefing both Republicans and Democrats. And you have right now in the House over 300 representatives, somewhere close, it's almost close to 400, that depending on the, if once the White House releases some of the details of its agreement, if one is ever reached, they're going to have resistance both in the House and the Senate. And the only question is, do you have enough people opposing the deal, you need two-thirds, both in the House and Senate, to override any presidential veto. But there's a broad-based, bipartisan resistance to any agreement between the United States and the Islamic Republic of Iran regarding its nuclear weapon program, at least based on the details that have leaked so far, based on intelligence gathered by the Israelis. There are other sources as well. So that's the breaking news. And I think you're going to see more stories. Because what you haven't really heard in glorious detail, and you can understand why, is the specifics. Now, I think there's a way to solve this. The president, if he's so proud of his negotiated agreement with Iran, if the Secretary of State is so proud of what they negotiated, then put up or shut up. In other words, let the American people know what you did. I maintain once the American people know the details, you may have enough people, both Democrats and Republicans, in the House and the Senate voting down this. The last thing the United States, as well as Western Europe and its people, want is the spread of nuclear weapons, nuclear proliferation throughout the Middle East. And that's the road this administration is going if, after a period of time, Iran has the capability to develop one or more nuclear weapons. Because they have a past history of having facilities, usually deep underground, that are being used right now to enrich the uranium. And that's what you need. You need enriched uranium to have a nuclear weapon. And it takes thousands of centrifuges working many, many days. But once they have the fuel, it only takes literally 1 or 2 months to break out and have the weapon. And that is what the Israeli government cannot let happen. They will go on their own to stop that. And I'm fearing they're going to do that. What I've said is what the United States should be pursuing is the overthrow of the mullahs, the ayatollahs, that are running this government. It's not a popular government. It can, and I think will, eventually be overthrown. They're very much a dictatorship. They're arresting people, executing people, torturing people. And the problem is the government and their supporters have the guns. The dissidents, some of them have weapons, most don't. So there's where the United States and other governments should be putting a lot of its resources. Not negotiating with the religious fanatics, the mullahs, and the ayatollahs that are running the Islamic Republic of Iran, which is destabilizing the total Middle East and using terror throughout the world, ultimately to establish a worldwide caliphate under Sharia law. What we're going to have in the Middle East, I'm afraid, because the time is running out, is a civil war between the Shias and the Sunnis. With that, I have to close the show with America the Beautiful. My name is Raymond Thomas Pronk, the presenter of the Pronk Pop Show. Views expressed on this show are my own, unless otherwise stated, and do not reflect the opinion of KDUX Web Radio, Richland College, or the Dallas County Community College District. You are listening to KDUX Web Radio, broadcasting live from Richland College in Dallas, Texas. We're the voice of Richland College.